ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you rockin' wild!
Podcast Rock City.
Hello.
Oh, we're
recording. Okay,
we're good. I wanted the maestro to kick it off here.
That sounds perfect. That's a perfect beginning. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me, you know what? Everybody's here.
The gang's all here.
This is what we're gonna do. I have to go. To my right is Sunny Hollywood Pooney.
What's up, everybody?
Okay, then we've got Brent in front
of me. PRCBZ.
That's right.
And this is not the live edition.
This is not. And we got Brad.
Hi, everybody.
Mr. Rustoven, the Sweet 16 man.
That's right. Yeah. And then we've got Kevin.
What's up, everybody?
So last night we all went and saw Kiss.
Who?
And I have two words about it. Hated it. No, I'm kidding.
I was waiting for effing awesome. Okay.
No, yeah. I'm kidding. It was amazing. It was. Everybody that listens to this show knows that my one dream was that please just let Paul sound good enough that at the end of the thing, I don't have memories of him struggling because I didn't want that in my mind. And I think they accomplished that. I feel like I was super happy at the end. It was everything I wanted. Any of us could rewrite the set list, right, Brent?
would have already this morning.
Brent did a book out. Here's three different set lists that would have gone over better. Other than that, though, they performed great. They sounded great. The sound was great.
The stage is awesome.
Is amazing. Last night before it all got started, I had this moment where there's a movie called Fanboys, and through the whole movie, they're waiting for the first Star Wars episode to come out, Phantom Menace. They're waiting for it. And right before it starts, they're all sitting down, and one guy leans in and goes, "Hey, what if the movie sucks?" Right?
And
that's how it ends. So right as the lights go out, in my head I was going, man, I'm going to see this show four times in the next month.
And you're already committed.
And I'm committed. This is terrible. I'm
no
going to be so
back
upset. Yeah.
This isn't the Green movie where you haven't bought the tickets yet.
But by the end of it, I was totally and completely thrilled. I thought it was great. Let's start with Brad. What'd you think?
You know, it was what that last tour or last show should be. I mean, we're talking about the set list. You know, we'd all like some things different, you know, in the set list. But for a last show, I thought it flowed well. You know, I didn't think there was a lot of downtime. I mean, I think they interspersed newer stuff with the classic stuff. And like Sonny was saying, the stage is untouchable, and it was untouchable. You know, you got people saying, "Oh, bring the Love Gun stage back, bring all this stuff back." This thing dwarfs the Love Gun stage. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Love Gun stage, but as Paul has said in interviews before, he's like, you know, we're fighting with people's memories.
Yeah.
And you know, you open up a Live 2, you see that picture. The show never looked like that, you
not
know, at one time. And they had that much pyro in the first song.
Plus, who needs stairs?
Yeah.
The pods take
the
you up.
The pods take you up, yeah. So.
Much easier for them at their age.
Yeah. I don't want stairs.
Call up Uber, you know,
right.
The pod take you
absolutely
around.
Nope, so looked great, sounded great. No complaints.
Kevin?
Yeah, so Joe, I told you last night, I didn't know what to expect because I tried not to watch YouTube, you know, but I ended up watching maybe one or two songs, and I was kind of underwhelmed from YouTube just because I didn't get the full scope of it. But then when you're there in person and you see the stage set and then all of the details that they put into this show, from every single video that's on screen is new. You've never seen it before. I mean, they've been trotting out the same old video screens for the past, you know, 15 years almost, but everything's new. So every little detail, they hit the mark, Everything from at the very end of the show when the explosions are going off, they have the colors highlighting the solo album colors in the explosions. I mean, it was just amazing. They really spared no expense with the stage set.
Yeah.
And that's what really blew me away.
I agree. I think that...
You're sorry.
Okay, I'm cool. I think that one of the things that I thought was so cool, and I don't know if you guys... I know you caught on to it, was after Gene did the blood, how all the faces that were on there was obviously a pre-recorded thing.
Right.
But it was just demonic, man. He rolled in his eyes and was covered in blood.
And that's all new. You've
it's
never
all
seen
new.
It.
Never
seen
it.
That.
Yeah, they put some work
yeah,
into
absolutely,
this whole
yeah.
A lot of
thing.
Pre-setup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brent?
So I had stayed away from everything also. I mean, I had not watched anything on YouTube. I didn't even really know the set list. We did a Sweet 16 of the set list, but I didn't know it before. And I really... I voted, but I wasn't, like, committing it to memory or paying attention. So last night I realized just how blown away I was by things, because got back to the room 1:30 in the morning, and I started running down the set list in my mind and kind of thinking of each song and what was corresponded with it. And I got into a little mini panic. I went, wait a minute, they didn't play Detroit Rock City. How did they not play Detroit Rock City? How come that isn't what everyone was talking about? And then I went, oh, wait, they did play Detroit Rock City. It was the first song, and I was just so, like, I had so much adrenaline exploding in me that I didn't even remember it. So
you were happy headbanging. I kept looking over at you.
I got deep into it. And, I loved that we, you know, I'm seeing this at least four more times, and three sets of my other tickets are very close, and it was fun to not be, to actually sit back, even though they were still good seats, and see the whole show and experience the other people seeing the show, which was its own, you know, they could charge $100 just for that, but interestingly, Steven and Michael Williams from Classic Rock Drops and I were talking last night, and I realized later we were complaining about an aspect of the stage show, and I realized, okay, this show has like 25 moving parts, literally moving parts, and the one that was underutilized, we were like sitting there complaining about. We're true Kiss fans. But it is a great set list. Sure, you could carve out the debatable things of some of Paul's little more tired stage banter and a couple, the guitar solo, the drum solo. I don't mean to take anything away from those guys. You know, it's the farewell. Have they earned those solos? Yeah. But at the expense of those things versus maybe three more songs, I'd take the three more songs. And it's hard for them to say, hey, we can't play three more songs because we can't sustain it. Well, with having the vocal help they're having, they probably could sustain it.
Sure.
But, and that's the other, you know, the elephant in the room is the vocal help. I expected it to be measured in yards, and I felt like it was more measured in inches. There's a lot of people online blowing it up into this huge debacle that should have people considering whether or not they should even buy a ticket. Sorry. There's a little bit of a lift happening there, but I'll tell you, it's real easy to walk away from it and go, he was not lip-syncing to pre-recorded tracks because he didn't sound phenomenal.
Right.
He didn't even sound great. He sounded better than he has. Had a little help there, but there have been points in when they broke into I Was Made for Loving You, I really expected that to be the entirety of it, to just be pre-recorded vocals, because how was Paul going to sing that song?
His 24-year-old self, or whatever.
Yeah. And nope, he kind of just graveled his way. I mean, and it was, but it wasn't bad.
Right.
But he did. But it was obvious him. It was him singing right there.
He sang those words.
Yeah.
And not only that, Sonny leaned into me, and you said what? About I Was Made for Loving You.
Move over, you're too close.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm like, so, you know, in the middle where he's doing the falsetto, I'm like, all right, this could be ugly. Because it was ugly in Anaheim, because, you know, he does that, whoa, 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 right? And that last one's high, and he tried to hit it higher in Anaheim, and he missed. But he didn't try.
He didn't try at all. He stayed. He stayed exactly in the same space.
He did the tasteful, mature version of it.
Yeah. It did not bother me though. No. At the end, I was like,
"He's still a blast."
He's learning as he goes.
He's
got to learn as he grows older and as he does this run of dates because they're so extensive. He's learning how to utilize what he has, basically. And I love the people that go online and they're like, look at this video and sync this video up and look at all the lip sync and all this shit. These are all people that have never worked a day in the industry behind the scenes. And I've got 25 years behind the scenes in the industry, and I know a lot of people. And the bottom line is, what I've always said is that he's singing on top of something else that lifts when it needs to lift, but doesn't necessarily overdo it. And the bottom line is, the guy is singing, the music is being played live, thoroughly entertained. So, you know, bitch all you want, but yeah. I'd rather hear something good than not good. And you could hear something good with the blemishes here and there.
There were blemishes. But it's so hard to go to a show where there isn't any.
Right. By the way, that comment just provided by Stephen Michael of Grown Up Rock, who entered after the intro.
Yeah, we were having a steam.
Yes.
So one thing that Sonny and I and Brad and I were talking about earlier was if you'll notice, Paul Stanley's singing differently too. He's had some coaching. He's doing something with his bottom lip and his jaw to project or
Man,
not project.
I saw some very
yes.
Oh, okay. I noticed that. Yeah. I was like, is he spitting? Is he having some TMJ?
No. Somebody has told him that is how you control
TMJ.
That's what it looked like. It looked like he was like,
was
damn, my jaw hurts.
Yeah,
it was
we were that thing. Close to him. You could see during Love Gun.
Yeah.
And I was
The other thing I noticed was that, so when he flew out and he was on that stage, if you really paid attention, you would see him say the words and a split second later, you would hear it out of the PA.
Yeah.
And there was a little delay. And in my head, I was like, I wonder if that's what people are confusing with lip syncing.
That happens at the wrestling ring.
Because people are like, look, Paul's face wasn't near the microphone here. But I could tell you that I was watching, like, even Gene, those microphones are probably set so hot that they don't have to necessarily be. And look, a professional singer knows you don't have to be up right on a microphone to sing. Yeah. You could be back from it, and that's.
Well, it depends on if they're singing from their diaphragm or using their head voice.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That, you know, those techniques to save your voice. If he's using his head voice, those things are max. Those mics, you know.
Right. Just, yeah. It was beautiful though. The whole thing was great, from beginning to end. When they were coming down on those satellites, and you're going. I just couldn't believe how amazing it was. Sonny, you said the stage is untouchable. And it really was. It really was. I've never seen a stage like that where it was alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole thing
was adjusting.
It was,
and not just between songs. In
the
middle
of
songs,
song.
It was moving around.
You know what I thought was so cool? It's like the dumbest thing for me to think this is cool, but the balloons just made me happy.
I just love the
balloon drop.
Yes. I really wanted a balloon.
Proud owner of a Catman.
I wanted a balloon. And of course, Sonny, being a monster, standing a good foot above everybody else, snagged the balloon. And I'm sorry, people of Vegas, while the other 30 balloons were being knocked around, I was figuring out how to deflate mine without popping it. Which, by the way, I did. And I when Sonny handed it to me, in my head, it went in my head and then out of my mouth as fast as I could do. I went, I'm not even unhappy that it's the Catman. It's like,
but you did try and swap it for that Gene one.
There
that
was
went
a
by.
Gene one that went by. No. Actually, what happened was I tried to get to Gene because I thought, if I could get Gene, Kevin loves Gene, and I'll give him Gene. And then people would be like, these guys are taking the balloons. The balloons were amazing. Even the balloons before the show.
Yeah, right.
The unsanctioned balloons.
The unsanctioned balloons.
You should describe the balloons, though. These are not just normal, like,
no. Right, these
balloons.
Were big.
These are big.
You can't wrap your arms
they're
around
them. Like, what are those things
called? Punch bop or whatever.
Yeah.
The bop bags.
Bop bags.
Yeah.
And one side it says Kiss, and the other side it has the icon makeup.
Oh,
yeah. And they just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They must have some machine that not only ties them, but blows them up there because they weren't up there.
Yeah.
And
there
you
wasn't
couldn't see
where they were. Yeah, there's
yeah.
people. They
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it wasn't
cowboy. I didn't notice that. It just
in Anaheim they came out of the sides.
Oh, really?
So I literally thought there was people like throwing them in,
or they're on a stringer that
yeah,
gets
yeah,
pulled
yeah.
out, but,
yeah.
or something like that.
But it was pretty awesome. The it was really interesting because at the end of the show, when the confetti started happening, I thought, man, it missed us. We're right on it.
Yeah,
that's pretty
awesome.
Second batch. And then the second batch happened. It was like a snowstorm.
I still got
it. Yeah. So Kevin comes in the room yesterday, and Kevin, he's all cool, and he's like, walks in. He's got his ESP record. He's like, I'm so excited about this. And then he takes off his jacket, and confetti goes, and
it's
I go,
like, it's like 10 pieces of confetti blew up out of my jacket.
And I was like, dude, you even have it on your shoulder. You were wearing a jacket. It's like, how did this happen? So let's talk about a couple other things that I really wanted to make sure happened. I know that guitar solos and drum solos, they kind of take away from where another song can be. However, for me, I really enjoy seeing the talents, especially of Eric Singer. He is super.
He was a monster.
He's a monster. His legs must be able to, because he is the heaviest kick, and that was really cool. Still very. I like how he added in a little bit of that Peter Criss solo.
Yeah,
he added
a thousand
that,
years.
Yeah, he added that in, and then Tommy Thayer's Rockets. That was, that's always cool. That's always cool.
Yeah, that
incorporated
favorite.
With the
screen.
Yeah.
Did anybody else feel this way? Like, my favorite part of the whole Tommy thing with the rockets and everything is the first spaceship that came down on the video screen. To me, I wasn't sure whether
was
it was a pod or whether it was
a
video.
Very
3D. Like,
yeah.
I was
very,
like, is that a real spaceship?
And the colors were all the same?
Yeah. A lot of times when on the screen, when the back screen would look like it would do a dissolve and show something that was supposed to be even further back
mm-hmm.
than the screen and have some stuff in the midfield and the forefield. It almost looked like the screen went transparent, and whatever that was actually behind the band.
Yeah, super cool.
Fantastic touch, and that just means the resolution was
the resolution.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's like
really
I was thinking
good.
Smash Brothers on this thing would be awesome.
You don't appreciate the resolution until God of Thunder went.
Yeah.
God of Thunder.
That is crystal clear.
It was so cool that the pod that he went up on
yeah.
still had the screen on the bottom
yep.
and was
yep.
still
yep.
Showing the video on the bottom.
And, and there's lots of like that dry ice smoke coming
yeah,
out of it as he
yeah.
was rising
yeah.
up, and it was just pouring to the ground, and it was just great.
That and the CO2 that shot up underneath it when they
right,
were taken
yeah.
off
yeah.
on the pods.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
You know, going back to Eric Singer's drum solo, did you guys notice when he put the sticks on the snare, he was still doing
he's
the
doing
double
good.
And he's wiping his
hands.
He's still going. It's like, geez. This
is how much I think of Eric Singer. He finished that solo, which was great. I could do without a drum solo, but it was great. My first thought was, that was awesome, but he could do better. Because that's
thought,
how good.
I actually thought the same thing.
I was like,
I've
if he wasn't really trying to like insert little bits and pay homage to this and that, if he'd just gone just ass wild the way he
yeah.
can,
yeah.
it
he
would
didn't
be better.
Do a lot of tone work. Like
no.
it was more, it was
yeah.
more
roll,
more
rolls and fills and stuff. Yeah,
for the audience,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't do a lot of like, let me show you how good I really am.
Right.
That's not the kind of song.
Did you notice during his? Or any time during the concert when they showed him from behind, did you notice it looks like he's clipped in to his
yeah,
seat?
Well,
but
that's
because
it moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because
oh, okay.
it. Remember when?
Yeah. Right.
You remember that part of the show?
Yeah,
it's
no,
like so
right,
many
right,
things
right.
that
but
happened.
I was thinking,
but, yeah.
but in my head, I was thinking I was. In my head, I was going. I wonder if he's fallen out that many times. Is there like somebody tie him into that thing?
Because in reality, he goes up and down the most.
He does
out of everybody.
Yeah.
He does.
During the show. Yeah.
It was great. So, Sonny, that was your second time seeing.
Yeah.
What did you compare the two?
So, I was not as I guess I didn't have the forethought to say I'm not going to see anything, I'm not going to watch anything on YouTube. I don't have the patience for that. Brent obviously has the patience for that. I don't. You remember the first night, Vancouver, Arthur?
Yeah,
Iowa,
you and
I
were online.
I watched it front to back the first night, including
yeah.
the painter. Right?
Yeah.
So
we did not get to meet the painter.
I watched
of,
all 3 hours of the show sitting in my chair.
Yeah. Speaking of, we did not get an
yeah,
opening we act. We did not get the painter.
To Kevin Williams.
Thank goodness.
Dismay.
You suck! You suck!
Art sucks!
Oh, did you see my comment on your post?
Yes.
I want a refund. I went to see a painter. I got Kiss.
So I get to Anaheim, and even I'd seen the show. There's nothing like it live. Now, in Anaheim, I was by myself. So I didn't really have anybody to share it with, except for you know, the other 12,000 people that were there, but I don't really know them, right? So I'm just kind of trying to take it in, and I missed a lot of it because there's so much going on.
Yeah, if you focus on one guy, you're missing.
No, you're missed.
You're
screwed, yeah. So I saw even more last night, and it's worth every penny. Paul asks near the end of the show, did you get what you paid for? Absolutely. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I think it definitely bears. Having seen it once, I can't wait to see it again because I – going over my head, it in my head, I'm like, I know I missed something here, and I know,
yeah.
you know.
And you'll see it in just
Wednesday,
3 days,
yeah.
4 days,
yeah.
yeah. That's awesome. The let's talk about the pyro for a second. I've never seen some of that pyro before.
Side flames, up flames, some
of the fireworks that went off, like those white, like they weren't like those big. It was like all little,
yeah,
like
yeah.
a thousand little
yeah.
fires.
And they had no concussion, though. Did you see
yeah.
those colored
yeah.
ones?
Yeah, yeah.
It had
yeah.
no sound.
The concussion,
yeah.
the colored ones were amazing.
Yeah.
And then on the Kiss Cruise was the first time I ever saw where they were standing on stage and each member was lit
yeah.
by
yeah.
the color from
yeah.
the solo albums.
Yeah.
And
they did that a lot at the very end.
Yeah. yeah, they did.
Really
yeah,
cool.
And then the fireworks went off,
yeah.
and they were the colors of
yeah.
the solo
yeah.
albums.
Yeah.
And we're probably, what, 100 rows, 120 rows back, right? There's
right.
probably 100 to 120 rows
right.
on the floor. And you can
feel
it.
Feel
it.
Yeah.
Good Lord, that is forever and a day away.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot of fire.
Yeah.
And it just kept going and going and going.
How did you feel in the fifth row? Did you feel like you were on fire?
It was hot. Yeah, it was hot.
It was hot. It was hot, yeah. The people that came with us.
Yes. I'm laughing because
okay.
it was just so cool.
Okay, listen. There's really... Okay, so you guys know that we gave the tickets away. We gave two pairs of tickets away to the show. We had a couple from Australia.
Peter and Laura.
And Laura. And we had a couple from Phoenix.
Nick and Katrina.
They came. I was so... And look, I'm not surprised that they came. What I'm more surprised of is that we do this little show, and it's so hard to realize how many people listen, and that people actually do listen. Even though I get your letters at podcastrockcity1.
That's
the number one.
@gmail.com. Man, that was a good segue. we literally had not only a couple fly in from Phoenix, we had a couple fly in from Australia.
A full day to get here.
And it's her birthday. Happy
birthday.
She's going to miss it because on her way back, she's going to be on a plane, which is amazing.
She did that so she doesn't age a year.
Yes. But, yes. Yes. Does
she's
not
doing
count.
The Superman fly back around the world.
It doesn't count. Every one of them was amazing. We did the... I don't even want to bring up the mini golf thing that happened to me at the thing, but it's going to have to happen.
Loser!
So, okay, so.
Loser!
So, all right, so they came with us, we met up, we all went to the mini golf, we all played mini golf, we took over mini golf.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that place was hopping.
That place
was
hopping.
Fantastic.
Now,
how well did they treat us?
They
did.
Yeah.
Especially.
Amazingly.
Yeah, it was
here's the other thing. One of the guys told me, it's not like this all the time. He wanted to make sure. And I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Kiss is in town.
Right.
Kiss was in town. But we had so many of our listeners coming to the table and hanging out with us and sitting down and talking and getting on air. And that was so fun. And like I said, I started this in my basement. I was doing 15-minute shows just because. And now, and I know you guys have all been a massive part of it. Every one of you, you know, whether it's whether you're sending us your Sweet 16s or Kevin's messaging me and going, "You suck tonight." No, I'm kidding. He doesn't do that. I'm teasing.
I edited the video, but it's got a lot of you in it, so it's kind of bad.
Steven will message me. Everybody's involved somehow, you know. And but since I've been there since the first day, I have it's bizarre to me. And then we were all there sitting. Brent comes walking in, and we're already live, and we're Brent! And we're so happy to see Brent, and we're talking, and everybody's sitting down with us and talking with us. And we're all always so happy to see each other whenever we see each other, no matter where it is, whether it's Indy, or whether it's on a cruise, or whether it's in Atlanta or Tennessee. And it's overwhelming. It's really overwhelming because I laid in the bed last night and Kevin was spooning with me, and
that was overwhelming.
I said, "Kevin, don't you have a bed?
Those aren't pillows."
He said, "Tonight I don't have a bed."
What was in that drink you
drank? We were laying in the bed, and he go, and I said, all I said to him was, "Man, what happened today?" And we just started laughing.
It's a blur.
It was a blur. It was so funny because it was like in between. It's so hard for you guys out there to understand all the little minute details. Like walking out of, where were we? Caesar's Palace? Walking out of Caesar's Palace, looking for a cab. I'm about to get in line in this long line, and Sonny's like, "I don't wait in lines, dude." He walks over, he tells this guy, "Hey, we got 11. We need 10 cabs. I don't know what you told him." Next thing you know, we're on this 30-foot
party bus
with lasers.
And a pole.
And a pole. Yes.
And they had already wrapped it with Hollywood's face.
Yeah.
How did they do that so quickly?
"I love you." There was no women on the pole.
There was no pole.
There was Kevin and Brent on the pole. Yeah, that was a little bit off.
Synchronized routine. We've been preparing for it for months.
Let me tell you what really made that ride even more bizarre was you guys. Okay, so surprisingly, maybe, it's that when I'm not on the microphone, I'm very reserved. So I'm at the back where the stereo is, and everybody's like, "Change the music." And I'm like, "I'm not touching this guy's stuff."
Because they were playing Crack Rap.
Yeah. So
Katrina,
yeah, she got up amazingly and walked over, just started pushing buttons. And then she gets to the kiss thing, and all of a sudden, "Kiss the Girl Goodbye" by Peter Criss is the song that we get.
Thank
to
God
hear.
We got off the
and
bus.
Got
right off the bus, yeah.
Right, and they dropped us off at the Barry Manilow concert.
It was like that was like so like you couldn't have written that. They're gonna go get to the Kiss channel. Click 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 click. "I hear you calling." That would have been like the perfect, like if you were writing it for a movie and you wanted to put a song in there that people would know, you know, 50 ways to leave your love. You know, it's just like such a strange thing. So that was awesome. Okay, so I know that we're jumping around. It's just because of how things are flowing through my head. We can go to the putt-putt. You know that that Sonny and I talked a lot about who was going to win.
No, I didn't do any talking. Well, I did a little bit.
Okay.
But you, the Hulk Hogan MP3, that should be entered maybe in here.
Now, yeah.
You are here with Brent, PRCBZ, with Kevin, with Peter, and with some guy named Joe.
Listen, I don't have a lot to say to the three of you right now.
What?
I have a message for somebody that's out there.
Oh, my.
Listen, I want you to listen, Hollywood. I'm coming for you in Vegas, Hollyweird. We're gonna play some putt-putt, and I'm going to whoop your butt. You better get your vocal cords ready. you have no chance at beating me in putt-putt. As a matter of fact, Love's a Deadly Weapon has a better chance of making it into the top eight in one of our Sweet 16s than you do at beating me.
I think that just happened tonight, Joe.
Whoever made that happen is no longer allowed on this show.
That would be Mr. Matt Porter.
Oh, my God. So, Pooney, pay attention. Get your vocal cords ready. Because you, my brother, you will be singing, "I am just a boy," in front of the whole world when we rumble in the jungle of Las Vegas. In the mini golf, Kiss Monster Mini Golf, I will be beating you, and you will be embarrassed. I will not be singing that stupid song that I will not even say the name. You got that, David Cathy? I will not be doing this song.
Direct insults.
He has already sent me the lyrics three times. That's all my announcement was. Just want to say thank you guys for doing the show. Brent.
Yes.
When do you come in? When do you come into Vegas?
I will get there in enough time to go directly to the Kiss Monster Mini Golf
Friday.
And be there at 1 o'clock on Friday.
Okay. I know, because you're busy with two men or two guests. It's your first time. And you may not be able to walk so well when you're done. I understand that. It's okay.
I'm not the guy on his Valentine's evening who was so busy couldn't come on the show with a beautiful woman in the other room who's talking to us.
She's right here. We had our food, we came home. I wanted to throw out a threat to Pooney.
Well,
mostly because I'm sure he's not listening.
That's all right. I'm quite sure that our official show archivist Adam Davis will be happy to supply him with tape.
Well, whoever, yeah, listen, I'm still not afraid. First of all, he may be bigger than me, but I assure you that I can run out of fear really fast. I'll pretend he's a pit bull, and he ain't catching me.
All right. You've gone on record, sir, and we will all be there following along on Facebook Live, waiting to see what happens as it all goes down in Vegas.
Absolutely. You know, Hollywood's going to show up like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. He's going to have this whole like golf bag, and he's going to have this special putter just for this occasion.
He told me he was having a Podcast Rock City towel printed that he was going to wear around his neck.
That's funny.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. The gauntlet has been thrown.
Absolutely. And thank you very much.
I think the anticipation for this is more than who shot JR back in the day.
Well, I know who shot JR. I shot JR right before I beat his ass in a mini golf thing. And now Pooty is next. Although I will not be shooting him, just in case anybody out there is thinking that I would.
Only with your love.
I'm going to unshoot him or undershoot him in golf, if that's what they call putting.
I'd say quit while you're ahead. You've made your threat, and it was nice and menacing. Don't ruin it.
I thought he was going to steal or wheel and deal anything for his baby.
Ooh.
Well,
you know what? Tomorrow I'm telling the flight attendant not to give you any peanuts, Kevin. There will be no. Do not mention that song.
Well, we'll all be tuning in because, Joe, you've given us a reason to live now for Friday.
Oh, have mercy. Okay. You can let me go now. Thank you guys for doing the show. Thanks, Brent, for dragging me in there, and talk to you guys later. Peace.
Take it easy.
See you, Joe.
All right.
That's okay, so you just heard this basically ranting, which was what, 10 minutes?
It was a good five minutes.
Five minutes of rant and 5 minutes of ramble.
Okay, listen.
I was on the plane when I listened to it, fuming. This guy, I'm like, I gotta get my mantra together.
And in my head, as I was laying in bed last night, I said, I thought, I lost at putt-putt today, but there's something that I learned. takes me a lot more strokes to get to the end than it does Sunday.
You didn't have to learn that the hard way. Just call Nicole.
So he did win, and then I did live on Facebook.
In front of people.
In front of people too.
After we argued why you needed to start.
No, I thought I was gonna start on that. I would steal anything from my babe. But no, we just started me on a verse and I sang the song. And the Karen called me last night and said,
"We're breaking up."
It's over.
She called me last night at right before we went to the concert and she goes, "You know, the guys are standing there. They're all on there, and they're talking about how there's like 10 people and 12 people. And she goes, I don't know if you guys know this, but on another site, it's showing that it's been viewed like 800 times. I was like, great. That means
and you see that little wave, and it peaks right there during
right
your song.
Where I'm singing anything for my
Apple
baby.
Song uptick on the throw up.
It's totally crazy. And then we met Anthony.
Anthony. Oh, yeah.
He sat down, and he talked to us for about 10 minutes. And then we were eating dinner, and he sent us a letter about how, unfortunately, him and his family are going through a – how would you say that? Him and his family are going through?
He and his family.
See, look how I went to Brent.
Yeah.
My English teacher.
How should I feel about this? Brent, I don't know how to process this.
Yeah. Brent,
tell me how to feel.
Him and his family are going through a tough time right now. And he wrote us to tell us for that 10 minutes that he sat with us, he forgot about it. And he,
that's cool.
Man, that's amazing to me.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's not just KISS, because you can find the right person to talk to and they'll make you feel better. In life, that happens. You could be sitting on a park bench and be going through a tough time and just look at a stranger and say, I don't feel so good right now. I need to talk to somebody, and they will. And that's not even what was happening. But somehow, just talking to us made him feel better, and it's awesome. It makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
That, and it's KISS. And it's KISS that brings us all together. And It's the common thread. Whether it's the whether it's us talking about how much we love the music or how much we love the stage show or the costumes or how much we love Music from the Elder or hate it, or how much we – or when we're sitting around and we're all – you know, I don't really look at us when we're doing our Paul Stanley imitations as making fun of him. It's like Sonny said last night, if Paul Stanley landed on the earth today, we'd all be like, that dude's cool.
Yeah, think about it. Like, if you didn't know KISS at all, and KISS started today, and you would have saw what you saw last night, like, oh my God, that is the most amazing. Yeah. What have I been seeing the last 50 years?
Yeah.
But because there's a 45-year history that we keep comparing it to,
it's
a little rough.
It's rough, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're joking around, my wife says this all the time. She's like, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't take the piss.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
of course. Like,
yeah, that's right.
That's, you know, a way of showing devotion.
Yeah. I don't know anybody else's stage banter but Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can only think, I love Zeppelin, but I can only think of one thing that I repeat that Robert Plant ever said, and that's
good night.
Remember? Do you remember laughter?
Yeah.
During
does anyone here remember laughter?
Yeah, yeah. Does it? Yeah. Besides that, and look, I don't even really remember. Paul Stanley is amazing.
It's like a great movie. You quote like the movies that we grew up with, you quote those lines because there's so many great lines, whether it's like Fletch or 16 Candles or whatever. There's a million lines.
Wow, you're stuck in a time frame, by the way.
Yeah, well, there you go.
If you just said Fletch too, I would have given you more respect.
I love it as well, but there's so many one-liners and if you want to say it's making fun, it's making us laugh. I mean, we make ourselves laugh every time we talk about it. It's hilarious.
And it's so... We're all sitting there. Paul Stanley's on the stage. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he goes, what? I want to go over there!
No, stay where you're at.
And Tommy there.
You want me to come out there?
So Paul's halfway across the stage, and Tommy, I guess, is like, I gotta go to the other side.
Yep.
The other side of the stage. It was the equivalent of me looking at Sonny and going, listen, I'll meet you back down here. I gotta use the bathroom. So he's like, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah. He didn't need to announce it to everybody that I wanted to go over there.
I want to go over there. And then he did.
12,000 people guessing
what he was going to
do. I'm going to go ahead and lay out what I'm going to do next for you guys.
And then the only foul up that I saw on the show, and I know everybody saw it, was when Paul he went to the center of the stage to do the little cutting of the crowd before he did the people over there, let me hear you, people over there, let me hear you. And then he walked to the center and then he went, whoo, and then ran back to the microphone and did it. And then,
I'll come back over here.
But
I'll be out there soon.
Yeah. Now Paul Stanley's done the whole thing where he's flown out to the center of the state of the crowd a number of times. I like the one where he does it where you have to yell his name.
Poor
Candyman.
I did like the one before. I want to say it was during Sonic Boom, maybe, where they had the sound meter.
The sound meter
was really good. Now, one thing that I do want to say is I felt like the crowd was peaks and valleys.
Didn't even notice that.
When a lot of the singing was going on, if you were on the floor, you saw a lot of singing. But if I turned my head to the left, there was tons of, like, people. Now, I understand that I've never been here to Las Vegas, and I understand that right now the population is 20% people that live here, 80% people. So
there is probably a large percentage of people that happened to be here. Well, they saw the Kiss was playing. They got some tickets. And
completely. I will tell you, having lived up and down the West Coast, you get in Portland what you would get in Iowa. Like, people are there for a reason.
Mm.
Anaheim, San Francisco, Oakland, L.A., Vegas, you do not get. Reno, people are there on purpose.
Yeah, it's a too cool for school kind of thing, to a degree as well. It's like, well, I'm going to go, and I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to watch them. But I'm going to be judging it. I'm not going to be applauding it.
Well, right. it's the same. You figure it's Friday night. It's Friday night in Las Vegas. People come in for the weekend, right? And so they have a choice. I can go to Cirque du Soleil tonight, or I can spend $50 for a Kiss ticket. Why not?
There were $50 tickets.
Remember that guy sitting on the roof up there by the balloon?
Yeah, up there.
There was a couple sitting next to me on the plane that when we took off, they asked, why are you going to Vegas? I said, I'm going to see Kiss. And they were like, and the guy was like, Kiss is going to be in town? I was like, yeah, Friday night. And he was like, you want to go see Kiss? He looked at his, I think it was his girlfriend. And she goes, absolutely. And boom, boom, boom. And
within
then,
5 minutes, you convinced him to go to Kiss.
Yeah.
And to come to the
guy was like, look, I will buy a ticket to Kiss if you would shut up.
Hey, Brent, all tickets were $50, but there was a $250 service charge.
Right. But there was but they even came to the mini golf and they played mini golf. And
how cool.
And that was so awesome because they did it right. They looked at it as this is an experience. We're already going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Kiss is in town? Hey, let's do that. And that's another draw of Kiss. It's like you can meet somebody that knows about Kiss but have never seen Kiss, but if you give them the opportunity to see it, they'll go.
Well, and Paul asked the question, how many people? Is this your first show?
A lot of people.
Anaheim was the same
way.
A lot of hands went up.
Absolutely.
So that's when I go, all right, I guess you do got to play the hits. You know, it's like,
yeah, we do.
Yeah, because there's way more than us. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about it. So let's say Bob Kulick was not on stage last night. Let me say that first. But even if he would have got on,
there.
I'm not sure anybody would have known who he was.
No.
Kiss fans.
No.
Them, but
you
else.
Know, Ace and Peter would have some impact
yeah.
beyond that. And even Bruce that might.
A shot.
I think Ace and Peter would still maybe be confusing to some people.
Think yeah. about it from somebody seeing Kiss for the first time. And if you have a guy or two guys walk on stage that aren't in makeup, doesn't look
good. I agree.
Not for me, baby.
I know.
But that's what the cruise is for.
That's what the cruise is for, yeah. What else?
What did you guys think of the interaction of the band members on stage? I thought it was. I thought they were having fun. They looked like they were having fun. The energy was there.
Did you see when Gene was trying to dial Tommy's
little
chest? The Iron Man thing
that was great.
That was really cool. When I was up front, I noticed. So Gene was about to end a song, and Tommy and Paul kept playing these little licks to not end the song, and Gene looked over, and you could see this little smirk on Paul's face, like, yeah, we're really sticking it to him. Now, you know, here's the thing, though. Me being a fan, I have no idea really what they're thinking. It could have been, this is for eating my piece of chocolate cake.
Yeah.
You know? But it felt like they were messing with him, and then when they finally ended the song, bam, Paul was pointing at Gene, and even Tommy turned around and pointed at Gene, and then it was like, all right, you got me, if that was what they were trying to do.
There was one song, and I can't remember which
they
one.
They messed up the transition out of the song.
Yeah, there was something about, somebody messed up something.
I thought it was the end of the song they messed
up.
Yeah. They all ended at a different time.
Eric had to kind of send it back to him again.
Also, if you'll notice, after Love Gun, there was no 1, 2, 3, 4. It just was a 3, 4.
Yeah.
So obviously there's some kind of click or something going in there to let. That's where the flow comes from. It's in their ears, you know, and so everything is set up to be specific.
Yep.
I will tell you, on the cruise, I remember one thing specifically that made me go, oh, what's happening here? That made it not feel very natural at all, and that was Tommy was trying to get a guitar on, and it was very, you're looking over my shoulder like something bad is happening, and now I gotta look. Is there a parachutist or something else?
No, it's weird. It looked like I just saw this thing, whatever those wires are out the between the buildings, something just came through there like a helicopter looking.
Oh, it's the sky zipper.
Oh, okay.
I was freaking out, man. Because the face you were making, the face you were making was, I need to get out of this room. What was I saying? Oh, on the cruise, Tommy was getting a guitar on, and Paul went, hurry up, Tommy, and then started War Machine without him. And I thought, and Tommy was still getting a guitar on.
Well, that happened last night, too. I don't know if you saw him switch out the guitar early in one of the songs. Something happened to his guitar.
I missed that all
together. It was cutting in and out, I think.
The show was 100% awesome. By the end of the show, I was so excited and ready to go to the next one. I'm totally jealous that Brent's going on Wednesday. I can't wait to hear. The only thing that I hope now is that since they're doing this first leg and it ends in April in Birmingham, I'm hoping that they go overseas and then they do their thing there. And then when they come back, maybe they switch out 3 or 4 mm-hmm. songs. It would be smart to do that, just because I'll go to more if I know I'm going to get to hear 3 or 4 songs that I did not get to hear on the first leg. Even if you're coming to Columbus, Georgia, as opposed to Atlanta, I will drive to Columbus to see that show again and hear 4 songs that I did not have the opportunity to hear.
With the set's so heavy on Destroyer songs, I would think they'd be able to easily switch some of those out and bring in some Rock and Roll Over songs.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. There's a few Gene songs I would love to hear. She. I know that the people in the crowd, most of them are not going to know that song, but throw in that one deep cut for me, the guy that's been there from the beginning, just so I could go, you know, let those other people go pee like I do when Beth is being played. It's like,
I thought the 3 lulls, this is just a personal preference, I thought the 3 lulls in the show last night was Lick It Up.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Good. I didn't think the crowd was into it. Say Yeah, until the chorus came, people didn't even know what the hell was going on.
Well, nobody knows that song.
And Hide Your Heart. that was seemed like three lulls, where if you play you know, one of the classics like Firehouse,
yeah,
right, or Parasite, or like one of the classics, but anytime they had a lull, they came back with a classic.
Right, yeah.
Right?
That was on purpose.
So Hide Your Hearts Over and Let Me Go Rock and Roll comes, and all of a sudden Brent goes crazy for
yes.
Let Me Go Rock and Roll. Like there's this super switch. I mean, it can't be the only guy.
You know, the
guy
thing about
yeah.
Let Me Go Rock and Roll is it's like that song that you forget is so awesome.
Yeah,
it's my number one.
It's your number one.
My number one.
When I had the opportunity to go to Detroit and see them at the Cobo Arena, when they started playing Let Me Go Rock and Roll, I looked at my buddy Doug, and he looked at me, and he goes, "I always forget how much I love this
it's
song.
All guitar solo.
It's all
yeah.
guitar.
Yeah.
It's
a jam. Yep. I mean, you forget, but that was the closer. That was their
yeah.
big number before
yeah.
Rock
yeah.
and Roll.
Yeah. So
I thought Psycho Circus came off well.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought so
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I loved
visually
it was fantastic.
That was
cool. Oh, the circus stuff. Oh, man.
I put my 3D glasses on
it.
I didn't see
it. I know. It didn't work. Still didn't work.
I got
years
some,
later.
I got some good flame and video shots that I posted on Instagram this morning of Psycho Circus.
It was just amazing. And the... If you guys out there who either haven't bought tickets yet, what are you waiting for? I think it's a resounding 100% in here.
And you couldn't get a group of people coming from a more diverse likes, don't likes,
yes.
and,
yeah.
entry points into the band, whatever. And still, it's unanimous.
It's a unanimous
yeah.
100%.
Yeah, besides Kiss, if we were to name our top 5 or 10 bands,
wouldn't match.
We wouldn't be close.
Right. I mean, because
I don't know 5 bands with Jeff Scott Soto in them.
And I don't know 5 bands without, so.
Yeah. It's like, I'll tell you that even Steven, oh, that sounds even Steven. Well, here's the thing about Steven. When I first met Steven, I remember we had a conversation where it was almost like he liked Kiss, but he didn't get how we liked them so much. But even I did it again, and Steven also.
Nice.
How was that?
That was good.
Thank you.
Nice save.
Steven also is sitting here going, "It was totally worth it.
Yeah.
It was totally worth it. It was. I can't say that I would pay $1,000 to go up front because that's more coin than I have. There's people that have that though. If I had that kind of money, that's where I would sit every show, just because
there are people that come to Vegas and win a whole lot of money.
Yep, that's an inside joke that we're just not even going to go to. You know, then there's those guys that drop $65.
You got your 15 minutes out of
it. I got it out of it, yes. And I even played the Kiss slot machine.
Nice.
Brad played it, and
yep.
he won $30
yes.
on a penny slot machine.
Yeah.
Hello. That's all I got to say.
It's a good return.
And
that's a good
my
return.
Brother and his son did the meet and greet.
Oh,
yeah,
they absolutely
yes.
did.
Absolutely wonderful. They couldn't be nicer. They got a conversation. It wasn't just a quick picture and click and go. They're going to mail them the stuff they signed because they couldn't finish all the signings or whatever.
Oh, hell.
So they're going to mail them all. So anytime Kiss has told me they're going to mail something, they actually
yeah.
mail it.
Absolutely.
Just,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
Yeah.
As
officials
of
Kiss.
That
yes.
his officials repeat. That doesn't send me the stuff
yes.
that bothers me. Send me.
Yeah, no other band that cites a joint group of people like this band. There's just so much that surrounds this band, and even if you were a huge Kiss fan like Joe or Sonny or Kevin, you guys are all ridiculous Kiss fans. I came in at a much lower angle and still like them, but by osmosis, I end up being like a much huger fan than I was originally. You know?
Yeah, and
I feel bad because he'll ask me, "What album's off that off?
Yeah.
We'll play a song." Are you kidding me? I keep forgetting.
Just for the record, I forget all the time. Too.
Just for the record, so does Paul.
Yeah.
They're all off
yeah,
my mind.
He didn't forget last night.
He hit them all last night.
Yeah, that little
yeah,
in-ear
years, right?
mic communicator really served
or
him well.
He's got,
yeah,
he's got a
teleprompter.
1979,
yeah.
he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right on.
That's right.
I like him when he goes.
You have to approach this thing. You have to approach this thing with simple entertainment in mind. If you were going to go to Cirque du Soleil show or whatever concert it is, it's all about entertainment. It's a visual, spectacular night of entertainment. If you get to go with friends like we did last night, it's even more amazing. And then you get all the soundtrack to your life of these songs, and maybe they're not the perfect songs that you want to hear, but they're great songs.
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing Say Yeah. It's a song that's it's a deep cut,
yeah.
And not only that, it's a song that gives Tommy and Eric their props. They played on that record.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations where if you'd have had that song not in there, or even okay, let's just say that song not in there. Now you've got Tommy and Eric playing songs nothing to contribute to.
Well,
that
they both played on
Psycho Circus. Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
that's pretty much them.
Right, but you know what I'm saying. It paid homage to them. They were part of it. And doing, maybe some revenge stuff would have been awesome. They could pull any of that out, especially if Gene is singing it. It doesn't, and I love Paul. He's my favorite member, but you could give Gene two more songs, and we'll be super happy that Gene just sang. I mean, Unholy last night would have would have blown us away.
Would have blown us away.
I'll tell you, it pains me to say it because I love 80s and 90s Kiss. But if they just if they just did songs from 74 to 79, that crowd would have been at a peak and stayed there no matter
could
what.
Could have. Yeah. Really could have.
Right? Because that's really the songs that had all the energy in the room.
So I thought Heaven's on Fire went over really well.
Yeah,
it actually did.
It
actually did. It's got that better, you know, 3.5 minute radio format than Hide Your Heart does.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that made me wonder, you know, if they did come back, but let's say those were the ones they swapped out, and they swapped them out for Crazy Nights and Forever, or songs
bang,
that
bang,
might
tears
tick what tick
bang, bang,
okay, no that might that X might
sex,
okay,
sex.
Oh, oh boy, really, we get the whole, you know, X-rated set list here.
Brown would have been such
I just derailed you, sorry.
Bomb. Yeah, I would have, you know, gone for that bathroom break and never come back.
So in the end, go see the show.
Worth it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely go see the show.
Go see
two. And because if you don't now,
right,
it's over. I mean, because it is going to end.
It is going to end.
And you will have not seen it, and that will be a terrible shame.
Yeah. The only thing, and speculation of what they're going to do afterwards, because in a couple of different things now that I've seen, Paul is dropping clues, but most people are missing them. But the main clue is this is the end of the road. We're done touring.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't mean we're not planting our feet at the Palms Hotel in Vegas and we're going to do what Britney Spears does.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but they did not, like with the farewell tour, at the end of the show, the farewell tour, they made a point to say, thank you for all the years, blah, blah, blah. They made it like it was an exit. They didn't do that this time.
None
right?
of it.
Right?
None of it. And there was no thank you to everyone.
Yeah.
You know,
goodbye.
We want to thank Dr. McGee.
Yeah,
we want to thank
you.
We want to this. We want to whatever.
It's touring.
You know?
It's the end of the road.
Yeah.
Right.
The road.
They didn't make any blanket statement like,
no.
We'll never see you again.
Yeah, and
no.
nobody could ever say, oh, I thought they were retiring. It's like, no, that's not what they said. They were done touring. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many things coming. We just have to wait and see what happens. We're in the first leg of the tour. It ends in April the 15th, I think. It ends April 15th before they go overseas. And
then they come back.
Yep. And then they come back. And we'll see how that goes. For all we know, we'll be right back here in Vegas. No, maybe not. But for all we know, I mean, you never know what happens. Because we all live in different places where we might go, hey, they're back in town. It's been how many months are they going to put in between? You know, and we just decide to do it again and go somewhere else and see them, especially if it's 8 months from now. So go see the show. Get your tickets today. It gets 100% A-plus for me. I don't know if we get this grade-wise, if it's all A-pluses, but I would go A-plus for
it's
me.
It's going to be a solid A.
Solid A. Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you guys for listening. This is Podcast Rock City. Here, so let's go ahead and do the – I don't know if we're going to put our commercials. Brent, do you have anything to add?
I have to add to what you said. Buy two tickets. Go see it once, and then go see it a second time because you'll realize you couldn't process it all.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
And listen to us live on Wednesday nights, 7:30 to 9 Central on KGF Rocks via the TuneIn app. You'll have Sonny, me, D-Rock, and lots of Kiss Talk, a Sweet 16, and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Bradley.
Just, yeah, as a listener, I wish all the listeners could have experienced this, because this was fantastic going to the show with you guys. I think I said this to Sonny yesterday at the Monster Golf. You guys have become part of my history. You know,
I mean, wow,
your voices and
but
and the show.
But,
so it's
a small part.
It was exciting for me. So I'm glad I could make it.
Awesome, Kevin.
Thank you for being here.
I'm gonna go over to this side of the room.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for the invitation to come and you know, it's a blast. And much like Brad was saying, you guys, you know, all become kind of part of my history as well, and part of my family in a way. You know, I listening every week and then just being friends with everyone, it's just so cool. And I would say to anyone listening, definitely go see the show. Don't have any reservations about what you're hearing, maybe about the vocals or anything else. You have never seen a Kiss show like this. Go see it.
Absolutely. Steven.
Hey, growing up rock is all about rock and roll and the rock and roll we grew up on, and Kiss is a huge part of that. So Podcast Rock City Grown Up Rock has become sort of this ancestral family, and we love it. And so it has been awesome hanging out here in Vegas with everybody. Go see the Kiss show.
Awesome. Hollywood.
Said it before, I'll say it again. Meeting new friends at almost 50 years old with the personality that I have that can be a very acquired taste at times is honestly just amazing. I enjoyed the show last night tenfold compared to Anaheim, because going by yourself, you just don't, you know.
Sure.
It's just not the same. Like, you don't get to, and my brother was right behind there, and my nephew's right there, and it's just a totally different feeling. So I thank you guys for being able to come to Vegas and experience it. So that's great.
Awesome. You know what I'm going to say? We love Kiss podcasts. We love podcasts.
But not all.
Not all of them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.